This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. We want to focus on debt now because it's almost impossible to talk about college without thinking about the debt loads that most graduates carry. Student debt is often sliced up and sold, a lot like mortgages. It can be really confusing. We asked Betsy Mayotte to give us some perspective on what that means for you if you're a borrower. She's the director of regulatory compliance at the nonprofit American Student Assistance. They counsel students on loans and debt repayment. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Is it too strong a comparison to make to say student loan debt is analogous to housing debt or to the kind of crisis we saw in the housing market?
The way I answer that is those are two different stories that are going to end in two different ways. The biggest difference between student debt and the mortgage issue is that in the mortgage loan issue, there was an asset to walk away from. Or on the flip side, there was an asset for the banks to seize if it got to that point. So, you know, unless the NSA has invented some other program that I'm not aware of, there really isn't a way to repossess a diploma. The other big difference is that there's a lot more options available to especially federal student loan borrowers that make it really easy for organizations like mine and schools and the Department of Education to help people succeed in resolving their student loan debt issues. There's the Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program. There's income-based repayment.
I want to talk about options because you might say you're getting a bill and you're like, wait, I don't recognize the name on this bill. This is not who I thought I took out my loan from. What can I do?
Well, just remember, it's very common for student loans to change loan holders, regardless of whether it's a private loan or a federal loan. If you want to verify that this is debt that you did take out, all federal loans can be found on what's called the National Student Loan Data System. And anyone can log in there and it will list all your federal loans and who is the current servicer for those loans and how to get in touch with them. Private student loans, the best place to find them is on your credit report. And if you walk away with only one thing from listening to this story, I hope you remember this. Always call. I see a lot of people that just assume that nothing can be done for their situation, so they sort of bury their head in the sand. And there's almost always something that can be done to relieve someone's situation if they can't afford their debt.
Well, I want to bring in a caller then and talk about what can be done in his situation. His name is Sam. He is in Juneau, Alaska. Hi, Sam.
Hi.
Give me the capsule version, how much you owe, what you're doing now, and how much money you make, and what your monthly payments are.
I think combined, we owe about $45,000 from bachelor's degrees and master's degrees. And we're a one-income family and make about $65,000. And we have a pretty good game plan for most of our financial life, but the student loans, we sort of just pay what we've been told to pay every month. It comes to about $300, $350 a month. We wonder if there's a way that we could, you know, have a better plan, because I don't know that we really know the end game in this, you know, how long it's going to take to actually pay these off.
Betsy, what are Sam's options for getting a sense of what the end game is? And if he doesn't like what he hears from his lender, is there a place to get a second opinion?
Well, there's a ton of free information on the internet. You know, and here comes my shameless plug, saltmoney.org. We're independent. It's free, and we're happy to counsel people on their student loans. So if you're not sure about what the person you have on the phone is telling you, then, you know, look at the Department of Education's websites, look for our websites. You should never have to pay for counseling with your student loans. As far as what your game plan should be, Sam, part of the answer to that question depends more on your overall financial goals. But first of all, you should get a handle on what the term of the loan is. You know, there's a reason I do compliance and not math, but $350 sounds a little low for a typical 10-year term for a $45,000 debt. Do you know offhand if any of those loans are consolidated with a longer term?
Yeah, when I started my career, I went the route of consolidating a couple of loans together because I thought that was a good idea.
It probably wasn't a bad idea. If nothing else, it helped get you down to a single bill. Sometimes people just have a hard time keeping track of if they have different loans at different places. Can I ask what you do? Do you work for a nonprofit or the state by any chance?
I do. I work for the state of Alaska.
Well, that's good news. I don't know if you're familiar, there's a program called Public Service Loan Forgiveness.
I've heard of that before.
Yeah. So it's something you may, there's some calculators online so you can figure out that at your salary, if this was something that would benefit you. But if you work for a nonprofit or for the state or federal government or town, and you make 10 years worth of payments under certain plans, if there's anything left over after the end of the 10 years, it will be forgiven. And it's forgiven tax-free in the case of public service loan forgiveness.
So that sounds like a great option, Sam.
Yeah, at one point I called about that to the federal loan folks, and I wasn't clear after talking with them whether I had to have what types of loans I had to have in order to participate in that.
They have to be federal loans, and they have to be under the direct loan program. And so if your loans are not under the direct loan program, you can consolidate them into the direct loan program.
And then your 10-year clock starts there.
Your 10-year clock starts with qualified payments made while working in a qualified job once you're in the direct loan program, yes.
Okay.
Sam, thank you so much. I hope that gives you at least a roadmap to figuring out what the next steps are for you.
Yeah, this has been good. It's good to know that there are people out here who focus specifically on this. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Sam. Betsy Mayotte is the Director of Regulatory Compliance at American Student Assistance. Betsy, thank you.
Thank you, Lizzie. It was fun.
A guide to student loans is at marketplacemoney.org. There you'll find information on loan repayment options and more.